Thank you for tuning in to The Memoirs of Her. My name is Ms. Mendes, and I am the host on The Memoirs of Her podcast. And tonight's topic of discussion will be based on spirituality versus religion. When I think about people and the importance of wanting to identify with something, simply connecting to a higher force or being a solidifier or validate their ability to feel a sense of belongingness or good nature, people want to feel related to culture, religion, or daily rituals just to feel closer to God or a higher force and his alleged goodness, right? However, in pursuit of trying to find themselves and their purpose in life, I've come to the epiphany that spirituality and religion are the two primary practices people tend to follow and be on a progressive journey or path. A lot of times, people want to feel closer to their purpose, progress, and power, along with wanting to feel closer to a higher force or God or a higher power. However, some may have extraordinary gifts, learn what that is and how to channel and utilize their talents following their purpose. And the highest power deliberately choose, this is what I identify with, the highest power deliberately choose or chose a few people to make a difference or impact in this world who have special gifts, per se. And some may have known that they were gifted all their life, and some realize it in late in life due to operant conditioning of society and family beliefs and norms. Nonetheless, spirituality and religion are two different progressions in life. Spirituality is about a solo journey with the viewer, people who are listening to the sound of my voice, while religion is about collective ascension and journeys centered on certain beliefs, values, and doctrines to maintain uniformity within the community. It doesn't matter what the person chooses, whether a spiritual journey or being a part of a religion, it's still a practice and insight into the world that help improve their ideologies of life and understand the difference between mythologies and theology. When people who are part of a religion form certain doctrines of life, they can then test what is right and wrong, or what is good for them and what is not, which is creating a thin line between what they know from what they believe. It becomes a contrary dilemma as to them wanting to know more and be in search of more when they realize their God or goddess is more significant than just a religion or doctrine, which can lead to the quest to go on in a spiritual journey. So, for example, when someone claims the need to want to find themselves and purpose in life, believing in an evolutionary change and access to an internal power, that is someone who's more or less interested into spirituality in itself. Okay, so on tonight, The Memoirs of Her show, I will discuss the difference between spirituality versus religion. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to start off, what is spirituality and what are the examples of spirituality? Okay, so spirituality is about the soul journey of a person in search for a soul awakening and inner self. To be spiritual, it means for a person to have their own set of beliefs, values, way of life, and practices. Based on the encounters or experiences, it can lead to the person discovering their own purposes in life. Now, the examples of spirituality consist of what I'm about to say. So spirituality is an individual person, path, and journey to discovering and fulfilling their purpose. Spirituality encourages an individual to question what they know and to gain a reason behind everything they discover. Spirituality seeks the truth and sacred knowledge. Okay, now as far as the discussion too, what is religion and what are the examples of religion, right? So, religion refers to a collective group or institution with a set of organized practices and structured belief systems, where members or affiliates congregate together with shared values and doctrines. Now, examples of religion consist of what I'm about to say. Religion strives to build or recruit members to form a community, and religion has a set of dogmatic or man-made rules and assumptions. And religion follows the concepts of sacred books or practices from an imitative form. And religion deals with performing rituals. Okay, now discussion, we're going to go into the other part as far as what is the importance of spirituality. So this is going a little bit more in depth. First, I identify what the spirituality is about along with examples. Now I'm just going to get in depth of the importance of it. Okay. All right. So basically the importance of spirituality is that the person in pursuit of their purpose engage in certain practices to connect with a higher power or source. And that higher power could be various descriptions consisting of God, a higher consciousness, nature, and the universe. Okay, so once again, spirituality is about the person's own individual pursuit and in regards to their purpose and being in connection with the higher power, as I mentioned before earlier. Okay, now what are the major significance of religion? Now the major significance of religion are the community, doctrines, dress codes, moral codes, mandatory actions directed by a supernatural force or being. And religious beliefs are usually transcendental, relating to a spiritual or non-physical realm. Okay, and religious beliefs and practices consist of documented creed and established culture practices. So this is basically what are the major significance of religion in particular. Okay, so now that I talked about the major importance of spirituality and I talked about the significance of religion, I want to talk about the actual difference between spirituality and religion. Okay, so the difference with spirituality and religion is that spirituality is an ongoing journey and personal development. Religion is a source of information and knowledge passed on from one member to a new convert. And religion is a key to a collective consciousness with the ability to harness and utilize an energetic field and portal for spiritual ascension. Now, spirituality is a key to developing one's capabilities and ability to directly live an impactful life with purpose and to make a difference in the world through perhaps prophetic messages, leadership, and one's generated form of power. Okay, so boom, there you go. You have it, the difference between spirituality and religion in itself. Now, I just want to go back up a little bit and just elaborate on my examples of spirituality and religion in itself. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to get right into it. Spirituality. I mentioned that one of the examples were spirituality is an individual person's path and journey to discovering and fulfilling their purpose. A lot of times you may have people to where as, you know, they will go into multiple religions just to fill it out, just to feel which one they feel connected to. And a lot of times because of the doctrine or the rules of that religion, sometimes people may not see a fitting in being a part of it as far as being a member or affiliate. It's like a hand fitting inside of a glove. And when that hand doesn't fit inside of a glove, that person basically metaphorically don't fit in. Okay, so that's basically what that entails and what that means, right? So a lot of times some people might take bits and pieces of what they've learned from religion and, you know, take what they feel that will help them on a spiritual journey. Because even though, you know, you may have people in religious groups and they follow in a certain doctrine and path collectively as a community, that individual person, however, would basically be on a different path and frequency as far as them developing knowledge of self and being able to enhance their capabilities and gifts if they do have some, you know. So when they on a spiritual journey, it's a little different because, you know, they're not really following any in anyone's footsteps or any religious creed or anything of that sort. They basically going off of what they feel, think, and believe is right for them to do as far as them to elevate themselves on a higher level. Okay, now the second one was spirituality encourages an individual to question what they know and to gain a reason behind everything they discover. Okay, so basically when a person is in pursuit of wanting to, you know, reach a higher consciousness, they are going to get curious. They are going to want to be in search of the truth. They're going to want to be in search of what is sacred knowledge, what is supernatural knowledge. You know, they're going to want to know all of these things and be very inquisitive, which leads to the fact of them being able to gain a reason behind everything that they question in, you know, to form their judgment or validation and what they know from what they feel is true, you know, on a higher spiritual level. Okay, now the last thing that I had mentioned was spirituality seeks the truth and sacred knowledge. As I said and I mentioned, that's going to be a person's forever journey as far as being able to ascend to their higher self and to be able to tap into their own capabilities and abilities in this life. So spirituality is a work in itself. You know, sometimes they say when you go alone, you go further in life. You never know. Hey, but when you go with a collective group, you know, things get done a lot quicker. So even though it's this person's individual journey, the spiritual journey, they may go very far in life to where, you know, some people in religions don't really understand, you know, how far this person can get in what have you in life. But it all boils down to their purpose and their will and what they came here to do, whether you are a part of a religion or on an individual spiritual path. Okay, now I'm going to move from spirituality into religion. Okay, so the four examples that I use were: number one, religion strives to build or recruit members to form a community. And that is true, because the more members the better, because then you have someone that's an addition to their energetic field of frequency and someone who makes a community at large and much impactful, versus one person, you know, trying to make an impact and not really stomping any grounds. But when you have a community of people who are like-minded and on the same path and you're recruiting another person, it just makes the collective group even stronger. Not that it means that the person that's on a spiritual journey is any weaker or any less than a collective group in a spiritual journey. No, it just means that the ascension and the progression in a religious aspect is much prominent and notable as far as from people on the outside looking in, and what people have as far as forming a community upon religious factors and beliefs. Okay, now I did say that religion has a set of dogmatic or man-made rules and assumptions. It's true. It's absolutely true, you know, and I'm not saying to debunk the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments were for people that are Christians and something for them to actually go off of as far as, you know, valuing and forming a belief system and things of that sort. Okay, and like I said, at the end of the day, it's for Christianity to go by and choose to follow and to uphold as far as a part of their lifestyle and things of that sort and what they identify with and acknowledge, if per se they are a Christian, right? So a lot of times, you know, these let's say, for example, Ten Commandments may not sit right for a Christian or a beginner Christian because they may have been raised different or taught something a lot different than what the Ten Commandments was taught to them, you know? So in other words, basically, not to go on a rant, but let's say that person in particular was raised in a home where Christianity wasn't something prominent, but it was something that they transitioned to as they got older and realized that there's a vast difference between how they operated at home in a different type of religion other than Christianity in itself. Okay, so they get to see the different rules and assumptions and how religion in itself can potentially be dogmatic, just given a hypothetical example in particular. Okay, and then religion follows the concepts of sacred books and practices from an imitative form, because actually, when you think about it, you know, the people that were written in the Bible were, you know, examples of experiences and encounters that may have happened, you know, in the past. But at the end of the day, that is sacred knowledge, right? Because it's in a holy Bible. But at the end of the day, you know, even though it's appeared to be a sacred book and people that go off of the book and practices, it's still an imitative form, an imitated form. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times people just go along to get along with what they actually doing and don't really understand the dynamics of what they are participating in and what their beliefs are as far as coming across certain concepts or sacred knowledge in books or practices and not knowing how to manage the information as given, you know. So when it's not performed or encountered at first hand, then it shouldn't even really have any precedence, if that makes any sense. And then lastly, I said religion deals with performing rituals, which is correct, because when you go into a Christian church, you always have people going to, they start in Sunday school. After Sunday school, the people congregate and the children sit next to their parents or what have you. And then the service usually starts. And then from the services starting, what actually happens is that there's music being played. There's people that's worshiping their God and things of that sort. So usually any form of prayer, any trance that a person is in, you know, whether it's a Christianity or any other, you know, African culture, whatever the case might be, in the practices that they do, is still a ritual. So any religion in particular can come off, you know, as being ritualistic based off of the practices and what people are doing to obtain some sense of spirituality and things of that sort. Okay, so with that being said, I want to share my experience, because usually I've been there as far as being a Christian. I've been a part of an organization where it was done from scratch. You know, I don't want to call it a spiritual journey or a religion in itself. I'm just going to keep it open-ended. But I am technically on a spiritual journey. I am realizing that I have certain gifts and abilities that I definitely want to utilize and also protect as well. And I want to be able to help other people in their journey, on their path, you know, as I continue to stay focused, to continue to be in search of my purpose, the truth, sacred knowledge, things of that sort, getting downloads, and just being able to have a sense of consciousness about my gifts. It's so invigorating, and it's an enriched feeling, you know, when I can go on a spiritual journey and discover and learn new things without having the peer pressure of, you know, being around a group of people that are like-minded, but we don't have the same likes and dislikes. So sometimes, you know, it can cause a difference between beliefs and values of what people, you know, choose to follow, whether it's a common denominator as far as being a religion. We follow in the same religion, the same name, but our way of lives might be totally different from each other. So I say all this to say is that I don't want to deal with the pressures of other people not really following their purpose in life, or people that's a little bit critical and judgmental. Now, when I say critical and judgmental, I mean in the sense of just gossiping. I don't want to be around people like that. I want to be around people who have gifts, yes, people that are successful, people that are going to judge, but judge with a critical eye as far as giving the critics and then giving something as far as a solution, and not just using what the person is doing wrong and try to use it against them. So this is the type of energy that I don't want to be around. I don't want to congregate with people when they got certain ways of life already, but trying to pin themselves to identify with a religion just to feel a part of something, but their lives may be in contradiction to what the religion is telling them to do. And they spirituality, they journey is so far from the religion and them trying to put on a facade and show people what they are not versus what they should be and how they should be ascending on a spiritual level or divine level. Because I don't want to just say spiritual level. So I will say I'm identifying with the spirituality part because it is an individual journey. But at the end of the day, it's more of a divine journey more than it is spiritual or could ever be spiritual. Okay, because when you break down the word spirit and you drink in the ritual, spiritual is like having to do things on a ritualistic base, you know, to achieve an outcome. Now, when it's more of a divine encounter, it is not, it's not on a ritualistic practice. It's more something that just flowing with you when it's divine. It's something that's there. It's unspeakable, but people could see it, smell it, know it. Not literally smell it, but they could see it on you that something is different. They could see the light on you. They could know that you are living in your purpose. They know that it's nothing dishonest about you or you being a wolf in sheep clothing. They just know that there's something pure about you. That's the type of person that I am. That's the type of journey that I want to be on. And of course, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'm always seeking to improve, to correct myself. And that's what makes this journey so much impactful and meaningful for myself. So basically how I treat myself, what I value, my beliefs, and what I think, it's going to eventually affect my environment and how people think and see me, you know, at the end of the day, and how they will conduct themselves as being a part of, you know, my facility or environment where I may live or things of that sort in particular. Okay, so I hope that I was able to give a basic general knowledge on spirituality versus religion. And I hope that you all enjoy tonight's show and just think about it. Because I did a show last week about people having certain types of gifts, and I highlighted it. I highlighted the different types of gifts, and you might want to listen to last week's show because it was very enlightening and you could learn something from there as well. So with that being said, I thank you for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.